Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Oh, my gosh. Thank God 2023 is over. It couldn't end fast enough. It was a pretty, pretty crazy year. But the one thing that really bothers me whenever we start a new year is you hear these phrases, new year, new you. Right? New year, new you. What happened to the old you? What's wrong with the old you? Okay, I don't want a new Dr. Dahlia. A new Dr. Dahlia might have a better radio show. She might be more competent. Now, I like old Dr. Dahlia, where mediocrity is my middle name. That's me. I don't necessarily... What's wrong with me? And this idea of new year, new you, you're going to have a new body. You're going to have a new job. You're going to have a new relationship. You're going to have a new hairdo. You're going to have, you know, I don't know if that's the right messaging. Because psychologically, what happens when you get something new? It starts to get old. In fact, look at your new car. It's worth 50% 5 minutes after you drive it off the lot, or at the second you drive it off the lot. So when you tell somebody you're going to be new, you're thinking, okay, maybe psychologically that's bright and shiny and vibrant and I get to be something different. No, a new pair of shoes will always become an old pair of shoes. A new bra will always become an old, elastic, worn out, lopsided appearing. I bought a new bra the other day and I was like, woohoo, this is good. I don't know how many weeks I have until it starts to look like the rest of them. And so, boy, elastic, honestly, you know, they need to figure out for bras the material they have in spider webs with the tensile strength, because that's what you should make a bra out of, a spider web. Those suckers are strong. But going back to New Year's and resolutions and New Year, New You, I think this New Year, New You messaging is wrong. Because people think I'm going to have a new body. Then they don't have the new body and they're done. I already failed my New Year's resolutions. I failed my New Year's resolution yesterday at about 6:05 a.m. I mean, so I'm now waiting for 2025. That's not the way this should be. So why don't we take tune-up? I don't want to get rid of my old car. I don't want to get rid of me. I don't want to get rid of my husband. I don't want to get rid of my job. What about a tune-up? What can we do to tune things up? And I think that is what we need to look at. Now, some of you will say, no, Dahlia, I need a new job. Hey, I need a new... Well, then, okay, then you're tuning up your life in that respect. But for most of us, we don't need a complete overhaul. And the reason why is we won't be able to overhaul. My personality is me. When I had to go to 12 different schools and I hated being the class clown, I wanted to kind of be one of the popular girls. I'm like, okay, I am going to be new me. I'm not going to say any smart-ass comments. I'm not going to make a joke because being class clown doesn't make you popular and doesn't get you the dates. Well, every single school, I ended up still being class clown. Why? Because I'm still me. This new you, new me barely lasts longer than a week or two. Can you have a new body? Yes. Can you get a new job? Yes. Can you be in a more vibrant relationship? Yes. But it's not going to be brand new. New year, new you makes it sound like at the snap of the clock and the snap of the calendar, you have bright, shiny new. No, it takes time. It takes work. So stop this new year, new you. Little things we could do, which I suggested, is one, start drinking more water. drink more fluids and healthy fluids. None of the Diet Cokes, not the energy drinks. Coffee, if it's black coffee, coffee can be healthy and beneficial, but drink more water. Most of us don't drink enough. Eat more fiber. That's something you could do. You could exercise more. Doesn't necessarily have to be you have to hit the gym an hour a day. Maybe 10 minutes more of exercise a day. You know, one thing I'm going to do for my New Year's resolution is I am going to, and I know you guys are going to laugh at this, but I am going to take my curling iron and untwist the cord. And people may say, well, how is that a big deal? Because every morning when I do my hair, I get so mad at the cord. And it starts to put a damper on my day. Why don't I just fix the damn cord or just get a new curling iron or a new hair straightener? You know, little things like that can make a big, big difference. And so when we talked about New Year's resolutions last week, don't say I'm going to make more money. I'm going to get married. I'm going to change my career. Do little finite things. For those of you that say I'm losing weight, good for you. I want you to lose weight. But don't come up with a, I'm going to lose 120 pounds in a year. That's not feasible. Say, I'm going to lose 5 pounds this month. And I told you guys how I started losing weight. I look at the most disgusting pictures of food online, or I have this bag of hard-boiled eggs in the fridge that stinks. So when I get hungry, I just smell it, and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not hungry anymore. Little things you could do will make a big, big movement. How many of you have been, like, squirreling away $20 from a paycheck? And then by the end of the year, you notice you had a few $100. Little baby steps work. And tune up what you have. A lot of us have really, really good parts to us. I'm hearing all this this frenzy about plastic surgery. And people will go into a plastic surgeon's office, and I know some good ones. But unfortunately, there's some where they... say, you know what? I know you came in here for your eyes, but we need to do something about your jowls. We need to do something about the neck. We need to do something about the cheeks. And so people start getting things that they don't need. You know, rather than I'm going to do a whole makeover, baby steps, little bit at a time. So what I want you to do just today, one, drink some extra water if you have it. Okay? If you usually drink from this size, maybe drink an extra one of these today. Simple. Maybe exercise a little bit. Walk another 5,000 steps today. Call a loved one that you haven't called. And tell them how you appreciate them. All of these are good things that will help with your mental health and your physical health. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have about, 25 million Americans uninsured from a health insurance standpoint, and you could probably triple that in terms of underinsured, where they may have a plan or a card, but they don't have access to health care, not timely health care or the health care that they need. Well, California has decided to offer health care to over 700,000 illegal immigrants that have come to the state. And this has been very, very controversial. So this free health care that is going to be offered to 700,000 migrants is, there's definitely pros and cons. And I understand how you have someone who comes into this country with a health issue. It could be a public health threat, and we need to make sure we take care of everybody. But the question on my mind and a lot of Americans' minds is, can you take care of your own first? When you have a homeless crisis that is like no other, when you have people who have multi-month-long waits to see a medical provider, you have hospitals that are overwhelmed and understaffed. There's been multiple strikes, as we could see with Kaiser, highlighting issues that their medical centers have. You would think that before they would do that, which is a very nice move, but before they would do that, they would make sure every single Californian was covered. And it doesn't sound like the priorities have been, it doesn't sound like they got all their ducks in a row. So the program was announced last May, this isn't anything new, by Governor Gavin Newsom, provides health insurance for 700,000 illegal immigrant residents aged 26 to 49. Now, that's also intriguing. 26 to 49 is one of the more healthier groups. The more vulnerable groups would be your children and your seniors. So, I don't understand. Is this just, I'm a little confused. If you are so concerned about the migrant health and them not having access to health care, wouldn't you want the kids and those with the most severe illness covered? So they're going to provide free health insurance if you're between 26 and 49. Now, some are saying the reason why this age group is in play is because illegal immigrants have already gotten free health care if they were under 26. They say back in 2009, California has already been providing free health insurance for those under 26. Now, that could happen under the Medicaid or the, I believe, some of the children programs. But I'm just something doesn't sound right. And what they want to do is get more and more people on the Medi-Cal coverage that the state offers. Now, Governor Newsom calls this expansion a transformative step towards strengthening the healthcare system for all Californians. Now, he's not entirely wrong. I don't want to necessarily, being devil's advocate, if you have individuals that are in this country and they're here illegally, and they have multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, that could spread like wildfire. And these individuals need to get treated immediately. Well, whether it's the health department, whether it's the local hospital, and if they can't afford their medications, it's an all-hands-on-deck to make sure that they get taken care of. You know, and as a physician, when I took care of people in the ER, I didn't care if they were illegal or legal. It was my duty to help fix you and get you better and get you healthy. But shouldn't our focus be minimizing the amount of illegal immigrants coming in, not incentivizing people to come? Listen, I'm being honest about this, and this is why Democrats and Republicans struggle. Right? Being honest, okay, we have horrible things happening in other countries. Horrible. Real disgusting things that happen. In fact, you know, there was an article we're going to be talking about of the countries where it is illegal to be homosexual. Gaza, it's illegal to be homosexual. The LGBTQAI plus community has full freedom in Israel, as they should. But in Gaza, And look at what happened with the Hamas attack in Israel. You have horrible things happening all across the globe, and people want to come to America for freedom. I don't blame them for wanting to come here. The problem is we are not a rich country. We are not, all of our Americans and our veterans and our kids are taken care of. We have poverty. We have poor living conditions. We have homelessness. And to sidestep the current problem to look like you're doing something good for somebody else is just making more people angry. Not to mention, where's the money for that? The reason why there's such a homeless issue, crime issues, is they say, well, the budget. So they already have a $68 billion deficit. Why are they adding more to it? Fix the deficit. Fix home. We are no good to anybody if we're not healthy ourselves. And when you heard that veterans were displaced in terms of homes, you know, for migrants, that does start to, that stinks. Now, how much would this Medi-Cal expansion cost? They say $2.6 billion annually. And as much as I like 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, and as much as, you know, my father was an immigrant, again, it took them 20 years to finally be able to get approval to come to the country. They wanted to come during the Holocaust. America said no. Finally, in the 60s, America opened up some visas to let people come in, and my family could come in. They learned the language, they became citizens, and they paid taxes, but they did it legally. Are legal immigrants not getting health care? You know, everybody's announcing it's illegal immigrants. So what about the legal immigrants? If the legal immigrants are going to be de-incentivized, because if you come illegally, you'll be able to get on the Medi-Cal, then why go the legal route? So this is a concern. You know, I want everybody to have access to health care. As I said before, Obamacare was a cluster and a seventh. What we should have done is use the billions and billions of dollars for Obamacare and giving health insurance companies money and the website and all the advertisements. We should have opened up free clinics across the nation. Staff it by, one, that money could be used for staffing, or two, yeah, all the requirements that doctors and nurses have with CME and things like that. If you donate one day a week or one day a month to the clinic, you get your you either get your fees waived in terms of your medical or malpractice covered or something. That's a benefit that will, such that doctors will be like, you know what, I'll do a one day at the free clinic. In terms of providing supplies, you know how many MRIs and x-rays get thrown out for new equipment? Then let's have the 2022 MRI scan put into this clinic, or CT scan. You know how many donors want their names on walls in clinics? You know, people donate tons of money to universities. Get those people to donate to these clinics. And you can have free healthcare samples. How many pharmaceutical companies give out samples? And these samples of medications could also be provided. Or medications that still have months of shelf life, but the expiration date to play it safe is coming up. Those medications could be used. An antibiotic that is 3 months from expiration is still a fantastic antibiotic. We could be giving out medications. Free healthcare could be done where we see what people are getting, but paying for a card and people don't have access. I don't care if you have an insurance card. When was the last time you saw your doctor or medical provider? If you didn't get in, or you can't get in for 3 to 6 months, that's not medical coverage. And what are people doing? They're clogging up the ER and they're clogging up the urgent care. And then on top of that, charge $5 or $10 at these quote-unquote free clinics. If people have some skin in the game, maybe they won't overutilize what we have in terms of health care. Why does Medi-Cal have to be free, or Medicaid have to be free? Why can't it cost $5 a month or $5 a visit? But we really need to rethink what we're doing, because right now we're failing miserably in health care. And we're definitely failing our Americans that are homeless and don't have health care either. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. At least 30 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of the Japan earthquakes Monday. Residents in West Central Japan were seeking higher ground after the 7.5 magnitude quake triggered tsunami warnings, which have since been lifted. There have been strong aftershocks, and rescue teams are trying to search for survivors in the rubble of homes and buildings. About 33,000 people were without power. Some areas have giant cracks in the roadways, making getting the injured to hospitals difficult. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim retrieved from the waters off Maui about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and transported to a nearby hospital. Unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries Sunday morning. In response to the incident, Baldwin Beach Park and Lower Paia Park were temporarily closed but have since been reopened. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we got some breaking news. Apparently, there has been an earthquake in Queens. This follows some very devastating and deadly earthquakes in Japan. But we are being told that in Queens, and New York is not where you want to have any sort of earthquakes. Okay, I'm telling you right now. And unfortunately, with the way New York is built and it's on a fault line, any sort of earthquake could be pretty catastrophic. Well, fortunately, this was only a 1.7 magnitude, but still not good. New York was struck by this 1.7 magnitude earthquake today, according to the United States Geological Survey. The epicenter was Astoria, Queens. And the shake began at about 10:45 local time, was felt up to 45 miles away at Bridgeport, according to local residents. Thank God no reports of any damage or injuries. But people on Roosevelt Island reported feeling three booms and shakes early Tuesday morning. Now, we do not want the Earth's crust to get grumpy. Experts for decades have said that if any sort of medium-scale to large-scale earthquake happens in New York City, with the way the buildings and the structures and the old infrastructure is, it could be absolutely catastrophic. So for now, right, it was a small one. Not sure if this was a one-off, but scary, scary stuff. Japan has lost at least 50 residents, multiple injuries, multiple, a lot of damage, as Japan had a series of earthquakes that happened this weekend. Adding to the disaster is there was a Coast Guard aircraft that exploded. Five people aboard that exploded when their plane collided with a Japan Airlines passenger jet. This was as they were coming into land at Tokyo's Haneda International Airport. One crew member was able to escape with severe injuries, but the Coast Guard flight MA-722 aircraft was struck by JAL Flight 515, a much larger Airbus on runway C. Both planes immediately erupted into flames. Now, there were about 379 passengers on the larger Airbus and were being told of the heroism of the crew and the captain. We believe everybody survived. But wow, all 379 passengers and crew aboard the Japanese airline flight were successfully evacuated from the plane. But unfortunately, the smaller Bombardier didn't. And this was unfortunately all in the aftermath of the earthquakes that Japan sustained. And, we know that we've spoken about that Pacific, the corners of the Pacific, where you have Japan up north on the northwest part of it, New Zealand on the southwest, Montreal, Alaska, Seattle area of the eastern or northeastern part of this kind of area, this zone of the Pacific, and then, of course, South America. And we've unfortunately seen multiple hits, as we saw with Fukushima years ago, New Zealand's earthquakes, and they say the next big one is supposed to happen in our Pacific Northwest or the northeastern part of the Pacific Ocean. And even though there's always earthquakes, I mean, earthquakes are very, very common. You know, we get rattlings and rumblings. A big one obviously could be pretty devastating. And so Godspeed to everybody struggling with this right now. We know this is not easy for Japan. We're going to be getting more details as this comes up, but I believe they got hit with a 7.6 magnitude earthquake. And when you saw damage, you saw houses implode while the rocking went on for minutes. 51,000 people have been ordered to evacuate from their homes. Impromptu shelters have been set up. 1,000 people are currently staying at a military base. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you notice any GPS or Wi-Fi issues, don't be shocked. NASA has detected a huge explosion of energy coming from the sun. And they say there's a 25% chance it's going to knock out GPS and satellites today. According to Daily Mail, NASA observed the strongest burst of energy they have seen since 2017, with a quarter of a chance of knocking our satellites and GPS systems out today. Risk of radio blackouts as flares are being spewed towards the Earth. Footage is showing a glowing region in the sun, which becomes brighter before exploding and releasing flares. And they say this is one of the strongest flares they have seen in years. Solar flares, as we know, are powerful bursts of energy. These flares and solar eruptions can impact our radio and communications infrastructure, our electric power grids or navigation signals, and obviously pose risks to spacecraft and astronauts. This is classified as an X5.0 flare. X-class denotes the most intense flares. So the solar flare peaked New Year's Eve at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. NASA was able to see some beautiful, beautiful imagery, but apparently, in terms of time and distance, we might feel the brunt of it today. The NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, clarified we have really nothing to fear. The flare would disrupt high-frequency radio signals. But if it affects electric grids, those with electric cars, those who need power, hospitals, that could be an issue. So NOAA Space Weather Prediction Center predicted Earth could experience a minor geomagnetic storm, which is a temporary disturbance in Earth's magnetosphere caused by a solar wind shockwave. They say this event could cause satellites to drag through space, hindering their ability. So for those of you, you know, watching satellite TV, that obviously can be an issue as well. You know, I don't like space. I'm sorry, guys. I don't like it. I'm very scared and timid of it, and it's not just because of the movies like Armageddon, which, by the way, we're supposed to have another near miss. Did you hear about that? They say there is an asteroid called Apophis, and Apophis may make a flyby in 2029. Now, they're saying flyby, but you wonder, would the government actually tell us if it was going to hit us or not? I saw Armageddon. I saw what the government did with the vaccine rollout. I don't think we're going to be getting the full story on things, but apparently NASA is on it. I think they actually tried to thwart its path. So there's been, what's going to happen is April 13th, 2029, Apophis is going to pass within 20,000 miles or 32,000 kilometers of Earth's surface, closer than some satellites. It may actually be visible to the naked eye in the eastern hemisphere. And the asteroids are about 365 yards. We only see them come to Earth every, 7,500 years. I can't scroll past Facebook that long to see what the selfies look like back then. But I don't like how these asteroids are in our environment. I don't like solar flares. I don't like any of this. And when this stuff happens, it just reminds us how vulnerable we are. I mean, we're humans. We might be able to take care of a business meeting. You know, we might get our grant proposal written. We might even be able to get our kids to effectively eat their vegetables. But we are no match for the ocean, for the Earth's crust, for the tectonic plates, for earthquakes, for sinkholes, for solar flares. And so what do you take from that? Well, what you take from that is don't be paranoid. Just, you know, live every day to the fullest. Don't just plan for 30 years ahead. We just don't know what's going to happen 30 years ahead or 40 years ahead. All right, but enjoy life now. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so how was everybody's New Year's? Hope you had a great New Year's. I didn't drink much because I just didn't want to. I had to work. I actually worked a lot. I saw a lot of patients. It was busy this weekend. And so I actually worked. And so I woke up at about, I actually set my alarm on New Year's Day. That's just, I'm a workaholic though. So I got up early and I worked through the whole time. But we did go to a party. We did go to our friend's house. And I saw something that was a little disturbing when it came to fireworks. There was a house next door, our friend's house, where the kids were outside and they were doing sparklers, and some of the fireworks looked a little illegal, and they were really, really noisy, and I could tell that it was bothering people because, you know, you could see lights where people were already asleep for the night and then turn on, you know, because it sounded like gunfire. And people's pets were a little grumpy and not really liking, you know, hearing them. But these kids were awfully close to these fireworks that were popping and sparkling and jumping. And, you know, a firework has inconsistency. We might know the color. We might know that there's going to be a pattern, but fireworks can very randomly move places or fire places. And I have a deep, deep respect. I love watching fireworks. I mean, I have to see fireworks every 4th of July, every New Year's. Anytime there's a firework, I stop and I'm like, ah. But one of my extended family's nephews went blind. And they were there when it happened, when they were doing legal fireworks in the middle of the street. And one of the sparklers or one of the things that roll around ricocheted off and hit him in the eye, burned his cornea, and he went blind. And I noticed people are letting their kids be very close to these things and operating them and running around next to them without goggles, without protection. And I don't think they know that you could go blind or you could die. And having this happen in our extended family, this is real. This is very real. Now, I used to, in Phoenix at Shea Stadium, I think it was called Shea Stadium, where you could sit there and watch the fireworks, and there'd be somebody, there'd be an announcer going, oh, wow, look at that. It would make fun of the announcer. But, sometimes seeing fireworks from afar isn't the worst thing to do. I know lighting fireworks is a lot of fun, but people aren't just doing it for 4th of July. They're doing it for New Year's in front of their houses. You almost thought it was 4th of July, seeing people outside doing their own fireworks. And then also for other things. And, you know, I hear fireworks go off all the time now. And I think it's because people don't want to just celebrate once or twice a year. Well, sadly, a teenager who was 18 years old got killed. A firework struck him in the head. And this happened, I believe, in San Francisco. An unidentified male was visiting friends in the Treasure Island neighborhood, and this happened at about 12:40 a.m. He was suffering from life-threatening injuries. He was given first aid, but he died before the paramedics could arrive. And you could see the mom running around, you know, where's my baby? What's going on? And so apparently a group of teens were shooting off fireworks before one of the explosives hit the teen victim in the head. And so, when you see something like this happen, when all people were doing were, you know, all people are doing is just trying to enjoy the festivities, especially kids, it's heartbreaking. And I think what happens is when we say don't do drugs, say no to drugs, this is your brain on drugs, don't do narcotics, don't order things online, don't get into cars with strangers, use condoms, I think it goes in one ear or out the other. And maybe what we need to do is a different form of education. You know, how I taught my kids about STDs is I broke open one of my gynecology textbooks from medical school, and I said, here, okay? They're like, whoa. And I go, this is you if you don't use a condom, okay? And this is your girlfriend if she doesn't, you know, use protection. And they said they've never forgotten that. Now, I'm not saying to traumatize your kids, but I had a picture of our extended family's nephew. Apparently, my husband found the picture of a family. It was a family photo, and you see his eye missing. And it's now scarred over, but he doesn't have a prosthetic. It's just scarred. And I showed my boys that. And I go, this is what happened to him from a firework, a legal firework, that was just outside their front yard that, you know, hit his eye. And so maybe people need to, you know, kind of see and hear these. You know, everybody thinks it's not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. You know, I'm not going to get the vaccine side effects. I'm not going to die of COVID. I'm not going to be the one that gets hit by a bus. One of our doctor friends, who's was an avid bike rider, the cyclist, got sucked in to a bus. Riding in a very common neighborhood, where there was a bus, and somehow he got killed. And you know, Even experts get hurt by things. And so I want people to be careful when it comes to fireworks. And we're just going to quickly review fireworks. Fireworks were invented in China. And the Chinese get credit for fireworks. I think this was between 600 and 900. Oh, no, actually 200 BC. They believe that's when fireworks got their origins. But fireworks started to become, shall we say, not perfected, but revolutionized in 600 to 900 AD. And then on July 3rd, 1776, John Adams was writing a letter to his wife suggesting that we actually use these to celebrate Independence Day. So John Adams gets credit for our 4th of July celebrations. But illegal versus legal, if you ever are worried about what you have, if it's a Roman candle or a rocket or a projectile firework, or if they have arsenic or gunpowder or thiocyanate or phosphorus, they're probably illegal. Some wire and wooden sparklers are illegal. Most states, the little party poppers and smokers and handheld sparklers and the wheel and ground spinners, as long as they're approved by the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, should be okay. But check states and their laws. Massachusetts, I think, still has laws that ban people from doing their own fireworks. I have to double check. That might have changed in the last couple of years. But unfortunately, we have tens of thousands of fires that happen every year, vehicle fires. And by the way, when I was watching this house do their in front of the house, you know, little fireworks show, it looked like things were hitting the neighbors' cars. I mean, it was pretty, you know, I don't know how an electric car would do with a firework hitting it, but just that needs to be studied. But many fireworks apparently range in severity, but most of the injuries are the legal handheld sparklers because they could be thousands of degrees in temperature and these kids are, you know how many burns and burn calls we got? And this is New Year's Eve, for crying out loud. People were calling for burns because of fireworks. So keep in mind, there's burn injuries, face injuries, eye injuries, hearing loss, lacerations, broken bones, sprains, even car accidents. So if you are going to celebrate the festivities throughout the year, maybe it's Mother-in-Law Day and you're like, you know what, I want to show my mother-in-law I love her. Please don't purchase illegal fireworks. Don't let young kids handle fireworks. Don't let them run around the poppers. Use neighborhood areas that don't have cars outside or animals outside. Try to do it in an area where you have like an open field, but nothing that would light on fire. Have buckets of water nearby, fire extinguishers. Make sure all bystanders back the hell up and are not watching it. Keep the pets away. Pets don't like it. Never relight a firework. Dispose of them properly. And yeah, maybe just go and watch firework shows. But hearing that somebody died, you know, and we saw all these other injuries, it's just not worth it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.